So there is the concept with this is that the person that asks the most questions win. Awesome. Remember, you're not as good as you think you are. You're much better. Everyone say, I'm much better. Like always, like that little voice that goes, but. Thank you for sharing. Yes, but Ryan. Like, you know, here's the thing. You guys are butting all over yourselves. You know? The only thing is, worst sentence in the world. I want to hear it. Nothing. Right? So here's the thing. First of all, the hardest sell is first yourself. Who? So you have to keep on leveraging that and keep on working on that. And that's why you're here. That's the only reason I continue to invest in myself. Because I am a container. The more I invest in myself, the more money I can make. That's as simple as that, right? You're trying to create space and you're trying to give yourself, like this weekend, a lot of you have got space in what's possible. And you're going to fill that space. That's what happens. Now, and it might take time, might take short time for some of you, but all of a sudden you have had light bulb moments and you create space and you understand what's possible. So once you've been able to understand what's possible and build some confidence and find an investor to work with you, a lot of you are messing up this part. It's a very, very famous book. I've got two books that I always recommend everyone should read more than once. The first book is Think and Grow Rich. Okay? If you haven't read it, like, audio, like, before, like 24 hours, you need to read it. Like next, it's only one of the only books I ever read more than once a year. I try read once a year. The other one is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Both classics. But like when you read How to Win Friends, you're like, you don't, but the whole book, you're just going, oh, of course. And then you're like, right, oh, of course. And what Dale Carnegie says is to be interesting, you need to be interested. To be interesting, you need to be interested, right? And there's quite a lot of psychology around this, which is very similar to dating. Ladies are a lot more in tune with this because you know when you go on a date and the guy, all the guy does is talk about himself. Is that, ladies, is that off-putting? Yeah. Because who's the most important person in the world? Say, I am. That's the way most people, like whether you realize or not. But what happens is when somebody just asks you a lot of, like that's how you're interested in someone's life. And my brother's got a saying. He says, kill them with kindness. My brother's the best people's person I ever know. He's actually Russell Brand's chiropractor. He looks after Russell Brand, he looks after Shaken Stevens, he looks after loads like Ross Kemp. He's like a celebrity chiropractor, right? And you just Google Russell Brand chiropractor, you see my brother. And he always says, kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. I'm gonna kill them with kindness. I'm gonna love on them, I'm gonna kill them with kindness. And the way you do that is by asking good. So this is what happens. This is what happens a lot of the time is if you ask good questions, first of all, you are leading the conversation. Please write this down. The person that asks the most questions leads the conversation. The person that asks the most question is the leader. That's it. That's as simple as that. The person that asks the most question. How many times when I'm speaking on stage, how many questions do I ask? That was one. Why do I ask so many questions? There was another one. How many of you are learning something today? Another one, right? I ask a lot of questions. Yes? Yes. Ask a lot of questions, right? Now, the worst thing in the world is you go to an event and what they call the speaker speaks at you. And they just speak at you for like 2 hours. It's so freaking boring. You know what I mean? It's like, cool, dude, like, whatever. Like, are you actually going to ask me a question? Are you actually going to ask me to engage? Are you going to actually ask me to do anything? Because here's the thing, even in speaking to a large group of audience, what they call the rules of conversation still exist. So if I ask a question, I expect a answer.
that's like rules of conversation. It'd be rude, it'd be weird. If you're having one-on-one conversation, I'll go, oh, have you learned a lot today? And the person just looks at you. Be like, hello, like, what's going on? You understand, rules of conversation exist. So there is the concept with this is that the person that asks the most questions win. Hey docs, I hope you really enjoyed the video and I hope that the information is really helpful for you. If you're new to my world or you've been following me for a little while, I highly recommend that you grab my book. Listen, I own and operate 8 practices right now that generate $7 million every single year. That's cash businesses. We generated 10,000 new patients last year. I've been doing this for the last 10 years and helping practices all across the planet do this. I'm in the game, I'm doing it right now, and I put everything that we did to get to where we are right now in a book. This is every marketing strategy we do every single year to generate 10,000 new patients consistently every single year. Grab the book, it's completely free. All you do, I pay for the book, you just pay for the shipping. I hope you enjoy it, and please click the like button on this video or follow me on, subscribe to my channel on YouTube, and hopefully you're gonna be pumping out a lot more information to help you grow your practice and make 2020 the best year of your practice life. Grab the book, click on the link below. See you soon.